The many stories.
Well, that is the story. And you can join us 877-500-5266. I know a lot of you are doing better than you realize because of the marijuana economy. And so a shout out to you. If you're doing all right with that cash economy, kick some down. 877-500-5266. And we need your call right now. And that's got to be you. Here's the number one more time. 877-500-5266.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to host Chris Hedges Friday, May 26th at 7 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Hedges takes a provocative look at the current state of revolt in the United States and will recount the U.S.'s continuing history of domestic terrorism while outlining ways for communities to resist before it's too late. Again, that's Chris Hedges, Friday, May 26th at 7 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up on the Boo at 10:15 is Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on stage and studio, D-May Roberts welcomes Grimm star Reggie Lee, who's returning to the stage as Sancho Panza in Man of La Mancha. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, Joseph Galavan looks at the Portland Art Museum's retrospective Quest for Beauty, the architecture, landscapes, and collections of John Yeon. We are in our membership drive. Call 877-500 KBOO 5266 to become a member of this great station. And now coming up is Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, and your whistleblower radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm. Everywhere. You can also, probably more importantly than anything else, as we enter into the final stretch of our membership drive, is to call that number, have it ready right now, just in case you like this, like our guest today. Ed Fallon is back from Fallon Forum, Bold Iowa, speaks out. A lot going on there. Getting ready for a court case tomorrow, right now. The Fallon Forum, Bold Iowa, and a really impressive number of resistance members there are gearing up for hearing tomorrow that will determine the fate of the land, the river, the water. These water protectors in Iowa are never silent. They never give up. They never stop. They've drawn a line in the sand, and so far no one's crossed it. Tomorrow is a major point in their struggle. And a press conference will follow. We're going to get an update right now from Ed in just a moment, and then moving right along. I do need to mention just a couple of things before we speak with Ed. First off, let's do some weather because it's heating up here. We are looking at today a little bit more windy a climate, high around 82, northwest winds 5 to 13, gusting up to 21, and then for tonight, slightly overcast, let's say that, and a low around 53, and still windy. And tomorrow dawns partly sunny, highs around 67, and light wind. For tomorrow night, it looks like mostly overcast, a low around 52, and northwest west winds 5 to 10, could gust a little bit higher than that, especially out towards the gorge. That's it for your weather for Tuesday, and just a couple of notes. So we are going to be, since we're going to be speaking with Bold Iowa, we might look at Ohio also. A lot going on in Ohio right now. There is, and after a training concluded, a long-term resistance encampment against fracking in Ohio is established. Monroe County, Ohio, organizers from multiple groups have launched a long-term resistance encampment to defend the Wayne National Forest from fracking and fracked gas pipelines. Speaking of the Wayne National Forest, let's take a look at the Bears Ears National Monument. First Nations are defending that pretty much with their lives, as always. We've got three more days to go. Your comments are very, very important, and we'll be very happy to provide you with the contact numbers for the Bears Ears Resistance Group so that your comment can get in and at the last minute over the line and reach the ears that really need to hear it. It's get to the ears to protect bears' ears. Then, of course, the questions and answers that came up. Trump made the usual mistake that plutocrats, autocrats often make. You can run, but you can't hide. Trump's fury when the bombing in Manchester, England took precedence over his inane remarks coming from one of the most repressive societies in all Saudi Arabia, which does not even have a constitution. Never mind, forget elections. They don't have a constitution. No one votes there. But this, Trump bellowing his affections for the royalty there, while Iran has just concluded its election and it once again voted in a more moderate candidate. And so we have, and so it continues. Bears Ears, Ohio, and we want to take a look of the many, many places across the country where resistance has been at high, it's been strong, it's been consistent, and it's a no retreat, no surrender kind of a place, is Iowa. And we have Ed Fallon here with the Fallon Forum and Bold Iowa joining us this morning with an update. There's a very, very important court case coming up tomorrow. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for joining us once again.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, well, there's lots of legal maneuvers still happening. And tomorrow's case involves two women and a man, who were arrested at the Farmers Defense Camp last fall. And this one involves Heather Pearson, who argued that she had a justification to be on the land. I mean, the landowner wanted her there. The landowner did not want Dakota Access there. She was resisting eminent domain. And she also agreed not only that eminent domain was wrong, but that there was a justification for the pipeline fighters to be there because of the urgency of climate change. So this case will be interesting because it revolves not just around the eminent domain question, but around the justification for the urgency of climate action. And we'll see how that goes. We have some optimism. The prosecution in that county has tried to dismiss the case. I think partly because they feel we have a strong argument.
Yeah.
the more significant case will come up later this year, and that involves the group of landowners who have sued over the misuse of eminent domain. And that one is really significant because it's based directly on the Iowa law that says you can't use eminent domain for a private purpose. And this is clearly a private purpose. So we're excited to see how that goes. We won the first victory in that last week, because Dakota Access wanted to get the case dismissed. And the Supreme Court in Iowa ruled that dismissal would be denied. So that allows the case to proceed, and briefs are being filed by the plaintiffs. There'll be a response period from Dakota Access. There'll be rebuttal. And probably by the end of the year or early next year, we'll have a jury trial. Sorry, not a jury trial, a trial before the Iowa Supreme Court. And if that goes our way, it could be a significant setback for Dakota Access Pipeline and also for other pipeline companies.
A quick question here. Eminent domain and private use. This is a legal point that we had heretofore assumed that this was the law of the land, that eminent domain cannot be invoked for private gain. And yet, across the country, and particularly in Iowa, eminent domain has been used to seize land again and again and again. It's beautiful farmland being destroyed. What we need is more farmland, not more pipelines. And not knowing how much of the land is going to be, we know some will be destroyed by this, but there's no way of knowing how much is at risk. I find
Go ahead. But I was going to say there's really three casualties in all of this, and that's one is the potential threat to Iowa's water and land. I mean, if a pipeline breaks on your farm, it could literally ruin the entire farm just by soaking into the soil. That happened up in North Dakota. A farmer there had his land just ruined, and after $20 million of trying to clean it up, it's still not able to be farmed again. So that's one risk. The other risk, of course, is the continued erosion of our property rights. If they can take your land to justify a pipeline and say that it's a public use because someday you'll get some of that oil back to run your car, how is that any different than a big mall company condemning land to build a mall because someday you'll go there and shop? You know, it's a total erosion of what has been the foundation of private property in this country. And, of course, the third casualty is the big picture, the world, our climate. And if 570,000 barrels of oil are coursing through this pipeline every day and being converted into carbon and released into the atmosphere, that's a liability for all of us.
Heather Pearson is really holding the line, and as with the support, of course, of Bowl, Iowa, we are way out of time. I had not realized that, and I apologize. With enormous thanks to you, and please come back. We have more to talk about. We want to find out what happens tomorrow, and hold a mini press conference here on the airwaves. My guest has been Ed Fallon of Bowl, Iowa. This has been a Cascadian. Of course, we're going straight to membership drive right now after thanking Judy Feistel for engineering the show today and Derek Brooks for being our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, and be sure you call that number, 877-500-5266. That is the most important thing right now. This is an action that you can today take right now to support all the other actions that you hear about on this radio station and nowhere else, I would wager.
That's true, and
thank you, Chris.
It's so wonderful to hear Chris's voice. You know, one of the great pleasures in life is to sit next to Chris sometimes, if you can catch her sitting, and just let her tell you about what she is finding out and what is going on in the world, because she has that sort of incisive intellect that just goes right to the core, gets the news, and brings it back. It's something I've enjoyed year after year. You know, every morning Chris gets up and feeds about 1 billion animals, sets her garden right, and then she comes in and does the news.
It's important to get up early in the morning. You don't want to miss. That's the most important part of the day. And we're able to bring her to you on the radio with your support. And that's why we want you to call 877-500-5266. Chris was like the first reporter in this area to start talking about Standing Rock. And there's other important stories that she's brought to your attention. And we're able to do that for you because we're totally independent, and we're independent by listener support. They call us up, they become members, they renew their memberships, and we're able to stay on the air year after year and bring you programming that you're not hearing anywhere else here.
Now this devolves upon you. And actually, this model of funding is what makes us what we are, because especially after all these these years, we would not be the same if we depended on corporate contributions, if we depended on government contributions. Now, we, as it happens, we have snagged some money from CPB. Ha-ha! We've got it in the bag, and they're not getting it back. But this is we're under the Trump administration now, and I can confidently predict over the next few years there will be an effort to cut us off from that. But that's...
I see it in the orb.
We will keep going. Yeah, that's happened to us before, and yeah. We will keep going because we are KABU, and we depend on your small donations. So now I'm talking about you. You understand why this is so important. You understand what an effect the community radio station and the truth that it promotes has on a community. You're part of that community and you feel it. That's why you're calling 877-500-5266. I encourage you to get a KBOO hoodie because of our cold, cold nights.
It's
you're
going
to want it tonight. It's warm today, but you'll want the hoodie tonight. It's $25 a month. That's $300 a year. Such a boost for us, something we really depend on. And it's a quite a luxurious hoodie. We have your size.
Oh, yes, we do. We want to thank right away here Jan and Kathy, who have renewed their memberships from there in Southwest Portland, and also Scott up there in Vancouver, Clark County. He's like renewed his membership as well.
Represent.
You need to do it as also. 877-500-5266. Become a member of your favorite community radio station, KBOO Portland.
In Berkeley, this is Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. And we turn our attention to Trump's visit to the Middle East. Today, he sat down in Israel, started out with a few threats for Iran, I guess, to please the Prime Minister of Israel, and then headed for the Wailing Wall and put on the yarmulke. What is the significance of this visit? What does it really mean? Joining us to talk about that is Ali Abunima. Ali Abunima is the founder of the Electric Intifada and an incredibly knowledgeable person on the region. Ali, welcome back to Flashpoints. What does it mean that Trump lands in Israel, attacks Iran, and then heads for the Wailing? What is this all about?
Hi, Dennis. Well, the significance, I think, first of all, don't forget he arrived from Saudi Arabia, where he announced